Hello and welcome to Records. My name is Daniel Puișor and today we'll have a wonderful talk about beginnings. Join us, I promise you'll not regret. There's a beginning in everything. It's inevitable. First step marks the beginning of us as bipedal animals. First word marks our journey in the wonderful universe of communication. First day at school marks our journey through the educational system. First love marks our debut in the sublime pursuit to find the love of our life. First job marks the start of our great journey to a successful career and so on. Life is full of beginnings, as new opportunities to become better, faster, stronger, just like in Daft Punk's famous song. And just like the good things that can lie behind the opportunities that arise in our lives, challenges can arise as well. But this is the sweet part that lies behind opportunities and gives rise in our soul to a beautiful feeling, the courage to take the first step in the unknown. And with every new step we make into the darkness, we learn something new and thus evolve. What if you choose your first step to be a huge one? How this step impacts your life and how do you deal the new reality you face? Well, today we'll try to answer to these questions together with my guest Ciprian Nicolae, founder of Clicks and Leads Agency, specialized in social media marketing. Hello Ciprian and welcome to Records.
Hello Puișor, I'm very happy to be here and thank you again for inviting me for this podcast.
You decided to make a huge step in a moment of your life when other marketing passionate youngsters barely find the courage to make their first step towards finding a job in the marketing field. What determined you to do this big step towards launching your own marketing agency?
That's a lot to say here. I mean, from high school I wanted to build something for myself, and this agency is what I think the first step in building something. This is my greatest dream, one of my greatest dreams, to build something that I can look back and say, okay, this is what I made with my own two hands, this is what I achieved through efforts, and I can help people with it. So what determined me to launch my own marketing agency is the possibility to help people, possibility to improve my communications, writing, advertising skills, and one day hopefully use all this information and knowledge to pass to future generations.
A few time ago we met for the first time when we joined Re7 consulting team for a short period of time, and now when I saw you that you launched your own marketing agency, I was wondering Why this guy wanted to join an agency, and just after that, because I was seeing you as a person that wants to start a career in marketing, but as an employee, you know?
Okay.
And after that I saw you launching your own marketing agency and I was like, the fuck? I was quite impressed. Impressed is it's a good thing. It's a good word that can define this. Why did you want to join our agency in the first step?
Oh, that's a good question, and I'm about to drop some honesty here.
Okay,
so please. Prepare yourself, because before joining Re7, I was studying advertising, marketing, and wanted to gain some experience. I wanted to start business earlier, but in the beginnings, as you said before, we don't have the knowledge and the experience to start. I mean, it's like I had a recipe, I knew how to make a pie, but when it comes to you baking it and going through the process, it's something else. So why I came to Re7 is that so that I can gain more knowledge, become more confident in myself, in my abilities, and basically still some experience. Like a lot of youngsters find themselves in a place that they think they know everything and they think they can do everything because they finish high school or college, but when the real life comes they figure out that okay, maybe I don't know I used to think I know.
It is a big impact over the youngsters in this period, in these times, because they are taught since they are young that they can do everything and they are strong and they are capable of doing anything, which is not a bad thing and it's not impossible. But they are taught to think that the entire world have something to give to them, like without them to not to do anything in this direction, not to work for what they want to do, you know. And this goes to a direction that gives birth to depression and anxiety and a lot of like you face the cruel reality.
Sorry to interrupt you.
It's okay.
One of the quotes I recently came upon was, "You can have anything, but not everything." And this hits me a little because, okay, so basically I can have what I want, but I can't have everything I want, because me as a human being, I'm capable of doing everything in my own power. So
right.
If my strengths are in communication, design and writing, maybe I should go in this direction.
Yes, one thing, everything is a false flag, let's say it like this. You can't have everything, and it's wrong to think about that. And you have to learn, from my own perspective about this, you have to learn that the evolution process it's made step by step. First, I wanted to name this podcast From Zero to Hero. First, you have to go from zero to one, you know, it was too long, but I like the idea because it defines the process that you have to take, which is a step-by-step process. And most of us don't think about that. They want everything at once, you know, like I want to make my own agency and I already dream about, I don't know, having big clients with tons of money for budgets and stuff like this, you know.
Yeah.
And in the first day, you stay on your office. You have your own office because you just opened the marketing agency. So you're a founder.
My office is my living room, guys. So don't expect something big from me right now.
Yes, yes. Okay. So as you told me, as I understood, you came to Re7 Consulting.
Yeah.
Not to learn marketing, because as you told me, you already have known some things about marketing and a lot of things in this direction, but more to learn about how to run a marketing agency.
I wanted to become more confident in my work, that I can bring results. This is an issue that I have even right now. I mean, I'm working with clients, I see results, but this is something I finally understood that comes with experience, that confidence in your own abilities comes after you practice a lot of
times. Can we name this clarity? Like, experience is when you gain experience, when you gain clarity over a certain domain.
I think clarity is the best word here. Mm-hmm. Because what I saw in my daily life and in business is basically the same. If you know where you're going, if you know how to get there, things become easier. It's like, okay, I want to go to the supermarket. What options I have? I can go with a bike. I can go by foot. I can go with taxi. And okay, taxi, I don't have money. Then I can go by bike. Okay, but my tire is down.
Yeah,
okay, then I can go flat tire. Then I can go by foot. When you know where you want to go and you know how to get there
and what possibilities, taking the your example,
you
have to know the path to the destination, and then you can choose with what transportation to go there, you know. But if you know the way, you know that maybe that way has some holes or it's not cement, or I don't know. And you can't take the car. You have to take a bike because the path is stretched and so on. This is quite it is an example which defines really well the clarity you have to have in order to follow a certain path. Okay, so digital marketing wasn't something new for you. But though, launching a marketing agency involves much more than knowing how to set up a Facebook campaign. What I mean is that you suddenly find yourself in a completely new world, a world you decided to fully control, which means, of course, a lot of responsibilities that can become overwhelming. How was your first day as an agency owner? I'm very curious to.
So my first day as an agency owner. This sounds so big and pompous. I don't know.
With balloons.
Yeah. Hooray, I'm an agency owner right now. Well, it started in the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say celebrated that much because it was a signature on a piece of paper. Okay, you're now fully an agency owner. So, and I was like, really? Yes, you can come. Go. Do your thing. And I was, okay. So basically, people didn't care that, okay, I'm an agency, you're an agency owner now, the world is yours, go make it. They were like, okay, next one, please. What you have? Mineral and food industry. Good, next. So my first day as an agency owner wasn't quite what I expected. From the day one I started, okay, so what I need right now? I need an accountant, I need a lawyer. The lawyer helped me before to go with the entire process. And okay, right now, what I need the most? Clients.
And, of course.
Yeah. If I can say a funny story here.
Please.
So, I'm not so confident as before, and I'm a little shy. So, when I started to make cold calls, to call prospects, I made an entire Excel and go into Google, write restaurants in the pandemic, and take the phones. Went to 100, went to 150, went to 200. Okay, let's do this. It was faster to say, okay, 10 today, call them the next day, do 10 again, man. Because I'm lazy, and the people listening to this and know me know that I'm a lazy person, so I went from 4 to 100 and then start calling because God, I really have to call them. How do I say this? How do I present myself? And the first 50 calls, because this is what I said before, with experience, confidence, clarity, was like, hello, my name is Cyprian. I do advertising. And they were like, no, I'm not interested. Oh, okay, thank you. Have a nice day. The next one, hello, my name is Cyprian. I do advertising. No, I'm not interested. Oh, okay, thank you. 50 calls like that. And after the 50, it was like, hello, my name is Cyprian, I do advertising. No, I'm not interested right now. Okay, but when can I call you back? It's okay, in 2 weeks, in 1 week. You can call me in 1 week back. Okay, what hour is best for you? In the morning, late. And this build that confidence level I'm talking about. I use the word confidence a lot in this podcast.
It's okay. It's a good word. I would use it more.
Okay. So after the 50 phone calls I did, I started to relax when it came to cold calling and talking with clients. Even right now, because I haven't done it in so much time, I'm a bit nervous. But after all those 50 calls, I finally made myself a script with what can I say in the beginning, what can I say when I'm talking about my services, understanding his business, and having this clarity with me. Not only help me
to raise your chances to get a client, yes,
but also made me more relaxed and helped me to engage more with my prospect needs and
so more confident. Yes, confident. You said to me that you are lazy, but I see that there are multiple kinds of lazy people.
Yeah,
are lazy people that just swallow, like they just embrace their laziness and they don't do anything. But you have a certain kind of laziness.
Yeah,
because you have a smart laziness. You are lazy, therefore you are trying to find you learn fast, and you learn fast to find the best ways to reach a certain objective.
Yeah,
even though you are lazy.
Yeah,
so it's a good thing because you don't overcomplicate yourself. And I think it's a great advantage when it comes to efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And efficiency, it's a good thing that most of the clients are looking for nowadays. You know?
I think Bill Gates or Steve Jobs said that I'm looking for a lazy person because a lazy person can make in 2 hours. Not what? I mean, he can find a way to make in 2 hours what everyone can make
much
in 10
more
hours.
Easier and more creative.
But regarding level of lazy people, I think they are a level of people from they let's say there are people who watch things happen, there are people who make things happen, and there are people who
I can assume and say that things. There are people that those things are happening for them or something like this. They
something
are the,
like
they that. Are the victims.
Yeah,
they
are. Yes, so I'm really frustrated about this because a lot of people, they, as you said before in the beginning, they think they deserve everything because they have a diploma or they are basically they deserve it. I don't know why, but they deserve it. To get what you want, you have to deserve what you want. So basically, if you want to have a full-fledged agency, you have to deserve that full-fledged agency.
Of course, but in order to deserve it, what it takes to deserve it? How do you define the notion of
deserve?
Of having something, or having something that you think you deserve it? I mean, some people, and it's wrong, some people are expecting to receive something that they think they reserve, deserve, mm-hmm. Okay? But the real shit, the real deal, the correct path is to work for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you work and you struggle to reach that objective, then you deserve it, you know, like you for real. And in that case, you also can enjoy more
yep,
deeply
yep.
And more, you know, to enjoy what mm-hmm. you got.
Regarding this enjoyment you said right now, my brothers got 2 iPhones. And me here, agency owner, working my ass off for some cash, my people, cash. I got nothing. And I feel like, what the fuck? Why I work so hard? I mean, I work so hard, so in my mind I think I deserve things, but the world is not correct with everyone.
Yes, it's quite incorrect.
The world gives you what you give back. If you
right.
put in the hours, you will get the results you put in. If you help someone, for I'm here and right now I'm going to be more very specific. If you help someone just because you want to help him, not because you want to gain something in return, really important here,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You will feel much more alive than before.
It's because I believe in a natural selfishness.
Yep.
It is a natural selfishness among all the people. When you hear a person that say, hey, I'm very generous,
mm-hmm.
The idea is that people tend to believe, and they are looking to those people that are generous, and they say, hey, that is a good person. And another person that is selfish, they say, hey, that person is a bad one. You know, it's not a good person.
Mm-hmm.
But naturally, all of us have a natural selfishness.
Yep.
Because when I do a good thing for you,
yep.
I do that good thing for me first.
Yep.
You know, well, okay, if I give you $5,000, I will not receive $5,000. But whatever you do, it comes from an emotion, you know.
Yep.
And if I want to hurt you, to do something bad to you, it's quite interesting because the bad thing, you feel it first. Exclusively you are feeling it. If you are not trying to do something physical to other person to harm it in a physical way. The only bad thing you do is for you because you feel the bad thing inside you, you know? Like if you feel rage or negative emotions like this. Okay, but I feel that we go in a different direction and I want to keep our episode line. But though we will remain here in the emotion area because I think there are very important to talk. Mostly when it comes to beginnings, because as I said at the beginning of this podcast, one of the greatest emotion and most important when you start something, because you do a leap, you do a step in the unknown, you know, you need to have courage in order to make a step into the unknown, you know.
Many, I can say that the biggest would be love for
it's passion, yes, but yeah, you're right. There is another emotion that drives the courage. Yes, it's a dream you have.
From love come all the good emotions in a human being.
Indeed.
Happiness, courage.
Indeed. Right, right.
And the rest, I don't remember.
So there are a lot of people, because in the past week, I've seen several marketing professionals in Romania launching a product through which they were promising that they will teach you how to open a successful marketing agency.
Yep.
Probably they felt that a lot of people are passionate about this field, mm-hmm. or they are not, but they are just they just dream to do something big in their life, to start a business and so on, you know. And they try to market this. They try to sell a new product. But well, I want to ask you, can somebody who already owns a marketing agency, which is a professional, he knows how to run a marketing agency, okay, but can he really teach you how to launch a successful marketing agency, and can he teach you how to manage your own agency more than that?
First of all, this is basically the reason I came to Re7, to mm-hmm. learn how to make my own successful marketing agency. But what I didn't know is that taxes and lawyers and all the back-end stuff that nobody talks about, it's mandatory if you want to begin any business, but especially in Romania. And what I learned from Re7 was not as much as I thought I would. I gained the confidence I need, but still I went another few months learning basics, watching YouTube, talking with other people. And when you told me right now that professional teach people how to make a successful marketing agency, first of all, what they define as successful? Because you can be successful, if you want, you can be successful with one client that pays you 10,000 euro per month, or 10,000, or 100,000. That depends on what you want. And what I think is that a person can teach you how to run a successful marketing agency if you watch, follow, and talk with him for a long period of time to understand how he made it, what it took him to make it to the level he is right now. And a piece of advice: don't go for people that are at your same level. If you want to learn from someone, go for people that are 10, 15, 20 years ahead of you, that have already made the mistakes, did the things that you're doing right now, and they can make the path easier for your successful marketing agency. And again, define what is successful for you, and start with there. Start with this.
It's quite interesting, because it would be really, really nice if a person that already gained experience. It is a process here, because let me give you an example.
The experience factor nobody can take. No, you can't pass it.
Yes.
You can't pass it.
I totally agree with you. But let's assume that I am 50 years old, mm-hmm. okay? And I have 30 years of experience mm-hmm. in marketing. Okay? I lost my last 30 years in order to gain that level of experience. And then I go to a newbie, okay? To a person that is at the beginning of his journey in marketing, and I teach that newbie everything I know. Okay, that person will not gain the same experience as I have in a month or a year, but it will take 10 years for him. Mm-hmm. He will be at the same level as mine mm-hmm. in 10 years, not mm-hmm. in 30 years, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that teaching newbies, people that are at their
beginning stage.
Yes. It's quite a good thing if you are honest and you really want to teach somebody, not only to make money or something yep. like this. So I agree with you that this kind of product that this guy has launched is quite useful for people that really want, and they already got in contact with marketing and they liked it. And they said, just like you, they said, no, I don't want to be an employee. I want to make my own marketing agency, because these guys can teach me, and they can teach me. And they said that. They said that we will support you during all the processes, and we will be. They said that in this product that they launched. So it's a good thing, you know. But tell me now. On the other side, they seemed they were ready to teach everyone mm-hmm. to successfully manage a marketing agency, regardless of his or her experience in this field. So, what do you think? Is this possible? I mean, could you be able to manage a marketing agency as a noob in this field?
Well, you can't sell woman shoes to a man. You can, but you have to change the message.
Right, and it's quite hard.
Yeah. And if you can't teach a newbie how to make his own agency. But again, the knowledge he needs is different from the knowledge a person with 1 or 2 years in besides him needs to know. And this comes, if you make the product general, this is what I learned from a piece of 1 year of advertising, guys. If you make the message general, you will get everyone, but not the right one.
Right.
And structure your message, structure your product based on who you want to get into your business and to take your service or product. So regarding this newbie, if I was right now to start my course, I would put a small price on it. And I would teach him, okay, what I learned, mindset, the legal stuff that they have to go through. This is the most important stuff. Legal mindset. And after this, okay, let's start with
accounting
again, lawyer. Mm-hmm. But this he can do it by himself. If he really wants to, he can do it by himself. That from a newbie level, this is what I would talk with him about. And after all these things are well established, we can go further. Okay, this is how you build a campaign. This is how you structure it. This is how you make a message to sell, and this is how to make a message for engagement or a landing page or a website.
These are so many things to learn in order to run a marketing agency.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a quite hard work.
And a lot of people right now, from what I talked with so far, are starting to make their own advertising because they're sick of agencies that ask for a lot of money but don't give anything in return.
Yes, nothing valuable. Yep. Yes.
And I appreciate these people for starting on their own. But again, they don't really know what they're doing.
This is a mistake, if you ask me. In the past, during those 5 years until since we have this marketing agency mm-hmm. in Romania. By the way, yesterday we did 10 years in Germany already, so it's quite a lot. We met clients
mm-hmm.
that we used to do cold calls once.
Mm-hmm.
And we called potential clients and told them the same mm-hmm. script, like, we are a marketing agency, mm-hmm. we saw your website or your social media presence mm-hmm. and we think that it can be
pause here because I have something fun, guys.
Okay.
So I'm calling these people, I'm looking at their Facebook page, I'm looking at their website, and I'm here, hey, my name is Cyprian, I run a Facebook ads agency, I want to increase your income by 20% in the next few months, what do you say about this? And they're like, oh, I'm not quite interested, this would be one answer, or I already have someone. And when they tell me they have someone and I'm there looking on their Facebook page and they haven't posted anything from 2016, but they have someone and they collaborate with him. Two questions arise. One, why would you pay him? Why are you still paying him? And the second, are you lying to me right now? Because I can see it.
It seems like
this could be a kind-hearted answer, not mm-hmm. to hurt my feelings, but
yes,
I find it funny.
Yes, the idea is that a lot of business owners, of entrepreneurs, are choosing to work with an agency or with a freelancer, and those guys are not doing a good job for him. After this experience, he got a very negative opinion regarding marketing agencies in general. And then you call him and he's like, ah, you're a marketing agency. Fuck off, I already worked with one and they just lost my money and stuff like this. And we were like, okay, man, but that was a marketing agency. We are a totally different marketing agency. We have another experience. Yeah. We have a lot of clients in the portfolio and we have 5-6 years of experience on the market. So we are different. But the idea is that...
they don't care about your different. They care about results.
They don't assume the responsibility to try again, mm-hmm. to invest again in a marketing mm-hmm. agency. And they try to do marketing by themselves, which, as you said, it's not a bad thing. This is the reason why we have so many digital marketing courses online nowadays. And to be honest, I don't know what is their quality because I didn't bought them.
I can help you with €500 right now. Guys, if you want to build a successful marketing agency, make a business manager account. Go to make a campaign with lead or traffic. I prefer leads. And insert in the search bar there upcoming birthdays. And right now you go to businesses, you tell them, okay, I'm going to bring you 5 to 10 customers per week or per month with this offer. They pay with €500 or €100 or €200 and you start to implement this basic strategy. This is what some people teach in some courses. This is how people attract attention to show their expertise.
Yes.
And build credibility. And right now I'm giving you this for free. So follow me on social media, follow me on Instagram, Ciprian Nicolae, clicks and leads. But
yes.
Yeah, if you really want to start small, you can make this in 5 minutes. But again, what it takes to find a client, what it takes to build a relationship with him, what it takes to sell yourself the right way and long term, it's a different kind of bread.
But we talked about these guys that are offering to teach you how to do marketing. And I find this strategy better than the classical one with courses. The classical strategy, the strategy with courses, it is a passive strategy because I'm just making a course and then I just sell it, you know.
It's a more human approach.
This one, what yep. these guys yep. want yep. to do, it's more active.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to courses, I've never believed that you can actually fully learn a domain only from a course.
You said
even if you do it face to face with a person, like I did this in the past. I went to events and I kept my speeches regarding content marketing and copywriting and so on. But I didn't feel that people understood.
Because
so
you
much.
Learn by doing, not by watching.
It indeed. It is the experience you get. I mean, Just in the same way you can go to Google and search for articles which are free and learn from there. Because I don't think that paying money for a course is the right way. It is a beginning because you get comfortable and you get in touch with some terms, definitions and the way you have to do things. But the real deal is to start to implement what you have there, you know?
Books and courses help you understand what you're about to do, and practicing helps you know what you're doing and what you're
yes,
going to do.
Yes, indeed. This is the difference, let's say it
yep.
in this way.
Yep.
It's very interesting this topic because we have, I don't know, in Romania when I watched the last stats available, we used to have around 100 or 200,000 companies in Romania, which is huge. From my point of view, it's huge. Okay, most of them from 200,000, 198,557 are small and middle companies.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's very interesting this rush, this pursuit they have to make money. And can you imagine that all of these guys are looking to do marketing because they need marketing. Without marketing, you can't run a business
properly. A lot of people want marketing to make more money, but as we talked before, a lot of people that want to learn marketing is not. So basically, everyone wants to makes money, but people learning this ability to help people by marketing, they don't use it to help the person in front of them, they use it to help themselves, asking big numbers for fees only. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm asking for a lot less because I want to help that people.
Yes, but on a certain point, you will feel that you ask too less.
Yeah.
Look, for example, there used to be a client we offered, mm-hmm. offered, they did. I don't know, he asked for digital marketing services and we made an offer for him. And the offer was quite big. And that guy was like, what do you give me from this money? Mm-hmm. Without taking in consideration the results that we were promising to give to him, which we had a pretty good ROI there.
As a marketing agency, you promise results at your level right now.
Not
you can promise results.
The idea is that how do you? I think this question is quite tricky. We for all our clients, we are trying our best, and we are trying to find the best strategies in order to deliver results because this is our business model.
Mm-hmm.
We have to sell stuff for clients,
mm-hmm.
but it's quite dangerous to promise to a person, hey, give us this money because we'll give you 10% ROI.
Mm-hmm.
And more than that, it is more dangerous to promise something without doing an analysis first. So if you, the guy who listens now, have a business and you go to a marketing agency and that agency tells you, hey, I will give you 10% ROI, okay, from the investment you do in the first month, okay? You pay 1,000 euros, I'll give you back 1,000 and 100 euros back, okay? If that marketing agency does not support that statement,
mm-hmm.
that ROI, with an analysis to say to you, hey, I give you this ROI, but look why. Because we have this audience and there is a special profile here. Your product is good for them because of this. It has these benefits, these advantages. The audience has this kind of problem that your product can really well accomplish for them. You know, like to give you real reasons to believe that they will deliver you that ROI. Because everyone can say, hey, give me, it's like that vending machine where it writes, put in $100 to tell you how stupid you are, you know, like it's that thing.
I was thinking at a different vending machine in Subway, you know, okay, so put $5, you get a sandwich, put $5, you get a cola. I think this is how people, okay, yes. Put five, then I can get 10,000 people to like.
It's not for that, you know, for sure that you will get something in return. Which you agree with. You pay 5 lei in a vending machine to get a sandwich. I got something. But if you put $100 in a vending machine without knowing what it gives to you back, that is stupid.
Yeah,
you have to know.
Certainty.
And in order to know that when you put 5 lei in that vending machine, the vending machine will give you a sandwich, you have that fucking glass where you mm-hmm. see the sandwich and you choose it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I put 5 lei, I take the sandwich. But trusting a marketing agency that they will give you results without having an analysis, it's like putting your money in a vending machine which promises you that it will give you a sandwich. But you don't have any glass in front of you. It's just a fucking box that tells you, hey, give me 5 euros because I will give you a sandwich.
Yep.
And you put 5 euros and maybe they will say, hey, it was just a joke. Like,
so
something like this, you know? You will not get anything in return.
Are those years of experience at this level? You said, you told me right now that you can't promise, but at least you can make something like, okay, for this money we can at least give you those results.
Right, yes.
You use this strategy or offer.
It's safer.
It's safer?
It's safer. Like you give a minimum ROI, mm-hmm. ROI, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I can guarantee you that you will...
At least...
You will get back your money plus 1 euro.
Yep.
This is our guarantee.
Yep.
Like you will not lose your money with us. We will do whatever it takes to not to happen this, you know? This you can take. But don't promise. The idea is that most of the clients are not biting this. Like, I'm sure that you have never seen an ad that said to you, hey, give me 100 euros because I will give you back 101 euros. They will say, give me 100 euros because I will give you back 10 times more. And you bite that because it's a mirage. It's something that you are already start dreaming. Like, oh, I will put 100 euros here and I will get back 10,000. Oh, let's do this, you know? And then they will mislead. It's quite misleading because nobody can, in digital marketing, nobody can
promise results.
Promise safe, like 100% huge results. And okay, I can do that, but give me time. You come to me and say, hey, I want to sell my products and I want to have a 10% ROI in the first month. And I'm doing an analysis on his business and he doesn't have a brand, he doesn't have visibility. He's just a guy that in the morning thought that it would be nice to sell some books, I don't know, or any other product. And he comes to marketing agency to tell them, hey, I want to sell this product. Next month, I expect a 10% return of investment. Fuck off. I can do that for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, give me 6 months and I promise you 20, 30, 50% return of investment. Give me time because you are in a specific situation when you come and ask for services from a marketing agency. Your business is in a specific situation. That business has to have a brand, a name in the market, some values, a specific mission and objectives, you know, mm-hmm. like something that can bond with people. Okay, or you don't have a brand, but you have a product that everyone wants, that is super useful to people, and you think that you can sell this product without even having we have a client now, he sells paintings. He doesn't have even one post on Facebook. He has one. He did it on Christmas. Only one post. And he sold paintings worth 50,000 euros. Paintings like not paint. He didn't paint them. He just printed some fucking free stock photos from Google and he put them on a Canva, okay? And he sold them.
For how much? How much is this one?
Around 20 euros. 20 one euros. Painting.
And let's say he needs five euro or 20 lei to make one painting. How much you think would?
I think less. If you ask me, I don't know.
Business idea, guys. Pictures from the internet.
The idea is that people wanted this product, and they didn't care about his brand or stuff like this. They saw that the painting and they say, hey, this is nice. I think it will look good on my wall in the living room.
So it depends on the client needs or situation if you should make him daily posts or build a brand for him.
Of course. For example, there is a client which doesn't have such a useful product. Or in his niche, there are other hundreds of competitors mm-hmm. that have the same fucking product mm-hmm. and the same characteristics, okay? How do you sell that product? And he comes to you and say, hey, I want next month to have a 20% return of investment to sell my products. And I do the analysis and I say to him, boss, I can't do this. Why a client should choose you instead of your competitor? Because in this case, it doesn't. The product comes second, and you have to work on your brand in order to change your client's mindset, to give them some feelings, to try to find the way they see life and the values they are following and so on, and to stick to them, to say to them, hey, Mr. I don't know whoever are you. I know that you like to be fair, or you like to be in nature all the time, okay? So look, my brand is it follows the same path. So I have some interesting things to offer to you that are not necessarily my product, but my product can help you to feel this thing even if you are not on a peak of a mountain.
Yep. So basically, people like buy on what they need or what they want. And yes. Your product or service in one case should match their needs, and in the other should create they're, want, desire.
Yes, yes, their desire.
So here comes the emotion.
One is rational because I need this. It comes on the inferior levels in Maslow pyramid, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And the other one, when it comes to wanting something, mm-hmm. that is an emotional state.
Yep.
But the idea is that, getting back to our discussion, you can't promise certain results to a client, even if it's if you are quite sure that you will deliver those results.
And you can't promise success to a newbie who doesn't yes. know what he's doing. Basically, you can promise him to show him what you learn and how he can start.
Right.
And what yes. he can expect in the few 1 year, 2 year, 2 years in the entering process.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, promising people the moon and the skies doesn't only appeals to people that are lazy and don't want to work for.
Everyone that promises fast results in a fast period of time. Like, if you do this now, invest this money, and in the fastest period of time, I will give you how much money do you want.
But like dieting, like, you know, people, you see all those advertising, buy these pills and in the next few weeks you will lose 20 kilograms or 15 kilograms, and especially women are, because this is something that it's on their mind all the time. Oh, yeah, so if I buy this pill, I don't have to go to the gym, I don't have to improve my eating process, I don't have to focus on vegetables, I can eat meat all day, every day, and if I take this magic pill, I can lose 15 kilograms. Wow, I love this. Let's buy 10 of them. What? $100,000? Oh my god, but I will lose weight. So it's
so for everyone nowadays, the beginning starts with a hype, with a very powerful emotion, which is raised by something else, by a marketer, which said that, hey, start this because you will succeed. I know that you are the one. I know that you can just invest this money and I will be there with you step by step to teach you how to become successful, you know? And you are like, motherfucker, I'm starting today, you know? And you put the money there and then you land, you know, in a unknown field, and you lose all your traction, all your courage and determination, and you start not to of course you lose the confidence and the trust in that person that promised you that he will teach you. The idea is that person doesn't lie you
mm-hmm.
in the real sense of the, because maybe he knows how to make
he's
you good.
Too broad.
Yes, it depends a lot of you. Yep. To do something.
So basically, you know? if they're selling successful marketing agency, this is way broad. If you say learn how to bring 5 to 10 clients in the next 6 months that can bring you 100 or 2,000 euro per month with this program, it would be a lot more specific. People would appreciate more, engage with the message more, and besides clarity, you know how to sell your product.
Okay. Of course, yes. So clarity is a vital element you need.
In your life, guys, clarity helps you. And when you don't know what to do, here's a big question. As I'm in my early stages, the biggest question I have for me every day is, okay, now what?
Mm-hmm.
What about now? Now what? I want clients. Now what? Do cold calls. I want to improve my campaigns. Now what? Watch on YouTube some videos or improve my message or improve. The biggest question that you can ask yourself every day if you want to start something or to see where are you in your life is, okay, now what?
Simple and effective.
Yeah. But okay. The most important, and I will say it again, is clarity. If you don't know where you're going, if you don't know what you want to achieve, you can't measure the results. And something good that you might think is good is the opposite. It can be bad. And something bad that you think is bad can be the opposite, can be good.
All the time. And you need to be prepared yep. to face this yep. reality. Anyway, even though it's quite scary to start something, there is we have beginnings on each step in our lives. So we have to take them. It's inevitable to begin something. So instead of being afraid or lazy of doing something, I think you should start from today. I will not try to convince you to I don't know, and I will not sell you the fact that you will be a successful person, but at least try. You know, trying is the best way to start something, to test if things are working or not. And if things are not working, it's better to quit and to start doing something else. At least when you are young, because you have time to do mistake. You have a lot of time.
If you want to be successful, build on your strengths. Know your weaknesses, but become successful in your own field with your own strengths. And knowing what you're not good at and delegate it to other people will help you. So this is what I had in
mind. Yes, but in order to figure out these things, you have to explore,
to experiment.
To do mistakes, you know, and you have to be strong and to be ready to face the mistake you're doing. Okay, if this is all, I would like to close this here. We already talked a little bit too much. Thank you, Ciprian, for being here
thank
today.
Thank you, Puisor, for having me.
It was
me.
A wonderful talk. With you guys, I also want to thank you as well for staying with us. And we will hear next Monday with another very interesting talk here on Records. Have a nice day. Bye.